looks like the House is going to vote this week on extending the Farm Bill. Do you support that extension?
You know, what I'm hoping is that we can start a discussion about a five-year Farm Bill. At the end of the day, I would prefer that we just go straight forward and get the Farm Bill done. It needs to get done. I don't think the situation improves with age. At the end of the day, if all I get to vote on is a one-year extension, then in a year like today, year like this, you've got to support it. But having said that, my emphasis is on let's get a five-year extension. In terms of ideas, that's a much better idea than just extending a year.
The House's inability to get this Farm Bill passed, does it take away from all of the work that the Senate did to get it to where it is?
Well, I like our Senate bill, and I think it respects the risk management that we have in place, which is a strong crop insurance program. So I'm kind of a fan of the Senate bill heading in the right direction. But having said that, that work is not lost. We can still conference if the House can pass some kind of bill, a bill. As you know, from my years as Secretary, I've never been a fan of higher target prices. I think it encourages overproduction and low prices. And, you know, a lot of farmers raised $2 corn for a lot of years. That's not profitable. You can't keep the doors open doing that. But having said that, our work won't go away. We've got a good Farm Bill. I think a lot of things in that Farm Bill are a step in the right direction. So we'll just keep working, and my hope is that we get a five-year bill.